Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the race for governor, there's a growing controversy about just who should be invited to take part in debates. Earlier this week, Jill Stein of the Green Rainbow Party, who's on the ballot, was excluded from a debate sponsored by WBZ Radio. She's also excluded from a debate this morning on WTKK Radio. Separately, a consortium of news organizations, which includes WBUR, has argued that Stein should be included in consortium debates only if she meets certain criteria. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on the debate about debates.
In Braintree Tuesday night, Dan Ray of WBZ Radio welcomed Governor Deval Patrick, Republican challenger Charlie Baker, and independent candidate Tim Cahill.
We're here for a live WBZ Radio gubernatorial conversation tonight, a nightside discussion among three candidates hoping to be our next governor right here in Massachusetts. We're broadcasting tonight.
A fourth candidate hoping to be governor, Jill Stein of the Green Rainbow Party, was outside, along with a small group of supporters. Stein insists that because she met the legal requirements to be on the ballot, she should have been allowed in the debate.
I'm running to give voters a choice outside of the inner circle of Beacon Hill. We've got a Beacon Hill Boys Club that's in there tonight.
Stein blames Boston's media outlets for prejudging her and shortchanging the voters.
They're messing with the public airwaves and a really critical public process in our democracy. If we don't have responsible journalists expanding the debate, not shutting it down, not censoring it, then our democracy is in real trouble.
The other candidates, including Governor Deval Patrick, agree that Stein should be allowed to participate.
Pundits and pollsters and experts and all that, they're busy trying to tell the public what the outcome's going to be before the public has had a chance to engage or even cast a vote. She's a serious candidate. She ought to be in. I agree.
In a written statement, WBZ says it made the decision to exclude Stein after considering a number of factors, including poll numbers, fundraising, and whether she had a reasonable expectation of winning. The Boston Media Consortium, which includes the Boston Globe, two local TV stations, and WBUR, has similar standards and is planning two gubernatorial debates, one next week and a second next month.
There just isn't that much time if you have too many candidates.
Sam Fleming is managing director of news and programming at WBUR.
We all know that from primaries where you have forums and everybody gets to speak for a minute here and a minute there. And at the end, you really don't have a true sense of where each of the candidates is coming from.
Well, the people in charge of the debate have no business prejudging election outcomes when they decide who to let in on a debate.
Ralph Nader is probably one of the most famous, some might say infamous, third-party candidates. The longtime consumer and reform advocate says locking legitimate candidates out of debates deprives voters of choice.
Furthermore, these debates are on public airways, which are owned by the people. And there's an obligation here to recognize that if a candidate is a ballot-qualified candidate, as Dr. Jill Stein is, then she should be on the debates.
But Dan Payne, a Democratic political analyst for WBUR, says WBZ and the consortium are right to keep less viable candidates such as Jill Stein out.
Because Jill Stein will get one quarter of the time and camera, and she has not a million to one chance to become governor. For her to be given a seat at the table is unfair to the voters who then have to wade through the clutter of a fourth candidate in the race.
Among the conditions set by the Boston Media Consortium, a candidate must have raised at least $100,000 by October 1st. Jill Stein is well short of that. But because next week's debate comes before that deadline, the consortium reversed itself and will allow her to participate in the first debate. But it will probably exclude her from the second one. So this debate will continue. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.